tell me, what is the state of the city as far as roads are concerned and getting them cleared off?
Well, all things considered, we're doing very well. As of late this evening, we were well into over half the local street routes. We have 20 routes throughout the city that we break it down into residential street plows. So we're in well over half of them, and that's a little over 24 hours after the storm event. So all things considered, that is a great benchmark for the Public Service Department. We were well organized, well prepared, and I think this event will be one to look at for how the city should actually react and plan for events.
So Lansing's major thoroughfares are cleared, and you're saying that half of the city's side streets have been cleared already. When do you anticipate all the streets will be cleared?
We anticipate all the streets to be cleared sometime Friday, and I'll hedge that bet a little bit, early Friday. So it all depends on any additional snow or flurries we may get today that may cause some plow trucks to break off from local streets and keep the majors open. But we don't anticipate that, so I would say sometime early Friday the city should be fully dug out and back in business again.
How many snow plows did you have out on the streets?
We had every single plow truck out and working, which means 39 trucks that were out and about, including Bombardiers, which are Tim Allen-style sidewalk clears. It'll clear a mountain of snow on sidewalk. We had 4x4 trucks. You know, we had to prepare for Lansing Center events yesterday and today and tomorrow. So we were very busy over the past 36 hours.
And the city is open today, correct?
Yes, sir, it is.
All right, and you folks I shouldn't say you folks, Jack, because I know you put in a long day yesterday. When talking about getting the streets cleared, tell me from what you know about the sidewalks. Were people pretty good about getting their sidewalks cleared? Are there any out there that still concern you?
Well, certainly there's lots of sidewalk out there that has not been cleared yet. We're giving people until tomorrow to clear their sidewalks. And actually, as I was driving through town yesterday, just kind of making an assessment on all the roads, I was surprised at the number of people who had their sidewalks cleared. So I think that's one of the purposes of gaining more attention to this ordinance, not necessarily the enforcement side to the ordinance, but the safety side of the ordinance, the actual real function of the sidewalks, especially in the winter, is to provide a safe passageway for pedestrians.
If folks should have some challenges with getting that done, whether it's monetary, whether it's physical, can they get some help from the city?
Well, we will not be providing, you know, reimbursement or help in that way, but there are many organizations throughout the city that are an excellent conduit for people. And we're really asking people, as we have engaged the neighborhood organizations, to turn to them. Neighbors tend to take care of neighbors in times of need. We ask people to talk to other family members, nieces, nephews, brownies, Cub Scouts, take your pick, and ask for help. A lot of people sometimes are hesitant to doing that. But you know what? Just as I've helped two or three neighbors over the course of the last couple of days get unstuck from roads and driveways, you know, that's what neighbors are for, is just to lend a helping hand when necessary. And we would just encourage people to do that.
Chad Gamble is the Director of Public Services for the City of Lansing. You're listening to the Tony Connolly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Any reports of people being stuck in their homes or challenged in trying to get out?
Well, one of the things that we've done over the past couple of days is in concert with the emergency management chief, police chief Szymanski, and fire chief Cochran has worked very close hand in hand with them in times where we may be called to assist them in actually getting out to residents that may be in need. And we had cleared routes quickly enough so they could actually get to a house quick enough to save the life of a person and resuscitate them. We've gone out, and people who are on dialysis, they've called up, and we've made special trips for them. So, you know, that's one of the things that we pride ourselves on is in those rare circumstances when people do have the need to get out for those types of things, that life-threatening or life-sustaining appointments like that, we've made a couple of trips to do that.
Chad, is there anything you could have done, your staff could have done, to handle this winter weather situation better?
Well, I think if we could turn on an invisible microwave, that would have been fantastic. I think communication, as you know, is still key in everything. And it sometimes in an event, you just kind of go on autopilot and you forget how important that is of just telling people where you are, how you're doing things, how you may be able to lend a helping hand. As the snow gets to be about 10 to 12 inches, even the fire engines have difficulty getting around town. So we had plans in place that if that were to happen, we'd establish rallying points at two different fire stations, you know, and this is all worked out prior to the event and planning for it and planning for the worst and hoping for that magical microwave button to turn on. But, you know, and this is all the experience that we've been working on for the past 10 or 12 years, working with emergency type of management activities, working with Trent Atkins and the whole firefighting and police protecting teams of communicating and understanding how each organization works and understanding how we can assist each different department.
And as we let you go, as we're going to talk with the Ingham County Sheriff's Department next, Chad, I spoke with Bill Conklin from the Ingham County Road Commission. I'll ask you the same question. If I could be Santa Claus and give you an open checkbook and let you repair all the roads that you'd like to in the city of Lansing, how many roads would there be? How much money would you need?
Wow. Fantastic. Well, we have approximately probably three-quarters of the road in the city of Lansing, and that's a dartboard estimate, noting I'm not staring at a computer, that are in need of some attention. I would say if we could magically repair all roads in the city, it would be well over $100 million.
All right. Well, thanks so much for your time. I know you've been very busy. We appreciate the opportunity to chat with you.
Tony, it's always a pleasure, bud. You have a great day.